What's up, mi gente? This is your host Andres, and I welcome you to Were You Listening? An exploration of blackness in the songs we love.
Para Chava con cariño.
Today, we'll be listening to Buenaventura y Caney, interpreted by Grupo Niche and written by the Colombian composer Jairo Varela.
Hey, it's your host Mel, here to tell you that Were You Listening is a series of the Mixtape podcast which aims to center the contribution of Black people and culture across Latin America, the Caribbean, and the diaspora through dance and music. If you were looking to practice your bilingual skills, mira, si tú quieres practicar, there is also a Spanish version of this episode. Así que ve y lo escuchas en español también. Follow us on Instagram at mixtape.podcast and click the link tree in our bio to find all of our episodes across platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
Jairo Varela, the composer of Buenaventura y Caney, is an Afro-Colombian virtuoso songwriter and musician who was born in 1949 in Quibdó, a city in the Pacific coast of Colombia. Together with Alexis Lozano, another famous Afro-Colombian musician, Jairo founded Grupo Niche in 1979. The word Niche, in the name of the band, is used in Colombia as a descriptive or endearing term for Black people. In that sense, you could think of the name of the band as the Black Group. Grupo Niche is to this day one of the most recognized salsa bands from Colombia. Among their biggest hits, we find Una Aventura, Sin Sentimiento, Caliají, and of course, Buenaventura y Caney. Grupo Niche has been based in Cali, Colombia for more than 30 years. The citizens of this beautiful city, Los Caleños, also called it La Sucursal del Cielo, the branch office of heaven. If you have ever been to Cali, you won't be surprised by the fact that Grupo Niche is based there. Cali is known for its unique, fast-paced salsa dancing style and its yearly salsa parade, which lasts several days. After starting the Were You Listening series with two rather heavy songs, Raza, which was inspired by the killing of George Floyd by a police officer, and Bemba Colorá, which contains a joyfully packaged exposition of racist attitudes, we wanted something a little more uplifting. And what could be better to attain this goal than to talk about the song Buenaventura y Caney? The song is a note of love to the city of Buenaventura, a city in the Pacific coast of Colombia whose population has been for many years majority Afro-descendant, 85% as of the 2018 census. And if you are surprised by a city in Colombia having such a demographic composition, remember that after Brazil, the US and Haiti, Colombia is the fourth country with the highest number of citizens belonging to the African diaspora, about 5 million people, representing about 10% of the Colombian population. Let's listen.
Para Chava con cariño.
Para Chava con cariño. To Chava with love. And we start with the song's dedication. I dare to say that most Colombians have memorized the sentence Para Chava con cariño and can proceed to sing the beginning of the song on cue. I still remember my friend David, back in Colombia, singing that phrase every time the song would start. Un abrazo grande, David.
Que sepan en Puerto Rico que es la tierra del jibarito. A Nueva York hoy mi canto, perdonen que no les dedico. A Panamá, Venezuela, a todos, todos hermanitos.
Que sepan en Puerto Rico que es la tierra del jibarito. A Nueva York hoy mi canto, perdonen que no les dedico. A Panamá, Venezuela, a todos, todos hermanitos. Let it be known, in Puerto Rico, the land of the jibarito, New York City, please forgive me for not dedicating my singing to you today. Panama, Venezuela, everyone, all dear brothers. I think it's beautiful how Grupo Niche acknowledges some of the big centers of salsa music as it prepares to make its ode to this black town in Colombia. The word jibarito in the first sentence likely refers to either countryside Puerto Ricans who are called jibaritos in the island, or to Héctor Lavoe himself, the famous Puerto Rican salsa singer, sometimes called El Jíbaro de Puerto Rico, and who was greatly acclaimed in Colombia.
En el alma se nos pegaron y con otros no comparamos. Allá hay cariño, ternura, ambiente de sabrosura. Los cueros valen la sangre, del pequeño hasta el más grande.
El grupo Niche disculpas pide, pues no es nuestra culpa, que en la costa del Pacífico hay un pueblo que lo llevamos. En el alma se nos pegaron y con otros lo comparamos. Allá hay cariño, ternura, ambiente de sabrosura. Los cueros van en la sangre, del pequeño hasta el más grande. Grupo Niche asks for your forgiveness, because it's not our fault that in the Pacific coast there's a town that we carry in our souls. It's stuck in our memory and we compare it with others. There is love there, tenderness, flavor everywhere. Drumming is in the blood. From the youngest to the eldest. Who doesn't want to go to this town after this warm, beautiful description? Grupo Niche clearly has a very special connection with this town in the Pacific coast of Colombia. You can almost feel the flavor they are describing. And notice here that they refer to the drums as los cueros, which is very common in Latin America, just like in the song Cuero Namá. Los cueros would be literally translated as the skins, referring to the skin of the drums.
Son niches como nosotros, de alegría siempre en el rostro. A ti mi buena aventura, con amor te lo dedicamos.
Son niches como nosotros, de alegría siempre en el rostro. A ti mi buena aventura, con amor te lo dedicamos. They're black just like us. Happiness always in their face. To you, my Buenaventura, with love we dedicate our singing. Here, Grupo Niche reveals why they feel such a special connection with the city of Buenaventura. They see themselves in the blackness and the happiness of the people of this town, the porteños as they are called. And let's get now into the call and response part of the song, which is on its own remarkable. Del Caney al Boulevard, camino dos pasos. Ahí llegamos a empeñar, luego nos tapiamos. From the Caney to the Boulevard, I walk two steps. We arrive there to pawn some items. After, we go get drinks. Let me tell you that translating this part took some work. It eventually involved asking my dad, Eduardo Encapié, back in Colombia for help. Gracias, pa. So, here's what he told me. Caney is probably referring to a very humble dwelling, a very rudimentary place of living, often located in riverbanks. Boulevard most likely refers to the boulevard in downtown Buenaventura. Finally, when Grupo Niche sings, "Ahí llegamos a empeñar, luego nos tapiamos," they are referring to the fact that many people in the town do not have a lot of money. So if they want to go party and drink with their friends, they sometimes have to go pawn some of their possessions. Ahí tiene su monte, ahí tiene su rey, como el melao, lo tiene el mamey y una negrita también. It has its mountain, it has its king. Just as it has melao, it also has mamey and a black woman too. Here, Grupo Niche mentions some of the things that characterize the city, including melao, mamey, and black women. Melao is a viscous, sweet, dark liquid yielding from cooking sugarcane juice. Mamé is a delicious fruit of orange, smooth flesh that is consumed all over Latin America and the Caribbean. You can use it for smoothies, or you can just eat it as a dessert. Honestly, if you haven't tried it, you probably should try it. Also, I'm translating both negra and negrita as black woman. The reason is that I couldn't find an expression that carry the same meaning as the use of the suffix ito or ita in Colombia and in other countries in Latin America. The term negrita, as used by Grupo Niche here, operates as an endearing term for black women. So a more literal translation of negrita, such as little black woman, would not be quite precise here. Donde el negro solo, solito, se liberó. Rienda suelta al sabor y al tambor le dio. Lo mismo que por tus calles vi una morena pasar. ¡Ay, qué bella es! Where the black man freed himself, and he let loose the flavor and the drums. And also in your streets I saw a black woman pass by. ¡Wow! How beautiful she is! Buenaventura was for many years a port of arrival for enslaved black people that were sent to work in mining and in farms in the region. However, as the lyrics of the song suggest, the enslaved people staying in the region seem to have been prone to seeking their freedom. According to Alonso Valencia Llano in his article, The Colonial Origins of the Buenaventura Port, I quote, "The presence each time more massive of black slaves in the Pacific frontier was not without problems, because it is necessary to remember that one of the first movements of black insurgency that we know of took place in our region." End quote. Nos tapiamos, nos emborrachamos, por Dios que por ti, todito lo brindamos. Cuando lejos de ti me encuentro, Buenaventura, siento ganas de llorar por ti. We get drinks, we get drunk, I swear to God we spend everything toasting for you. When I'm far away from you, Buenaventura, I feel like crying for you. Now Grupo Niche changes the call in the chorus to highlight the name of the city and the Canes. Mi Buenaventura, Buenaventura y Caney. Ahora me voy a meter un pargo rojo con bastante salsa y un sancocho de ñato y te cuento, compa. My Buenaventura, Buenaventura and Caney. Now I'm going to devour a red snapper with a lot of sauce and a catfish sancocho. I'll tell you all about it, my friend. Here, Grupo Niche focuses on some culinary aspects of Buenaventura. Red snapper with sauce is a common dish in this coastal city. Sancocho is a traditional dish served in many Latin American countries, which consists of large pieces of meat tubers, and vegetables served in broth. The sancocho that Grupo Niche mentions here is sancocho de ñato. Our listener, Winston Abadia from Colombia, tells us that ñato is the local slang for catfish. Thank you so much, Winston. Analyzing this song, we cannot ignore a blatant irony. The word Buenaventura means good fortune. However, in the words of Sasha Carolina Herrera in her master's dissertation entitled A History of Violence and Exclusion, Afro-Colombians from Slavery to Displacement, I quote, "The current socioeconomic status of Afro-Colombians in Buenaventura, Colombia's main port since 1950, represents a clear example of how socioeconomic historic dynamics in the region established during the colony have failed to integrate the dominant, usually white elites with the majority Afro-descendant population in the Colombian Pacific region." End quote. I know. Melissa already reminded me that we wanted something a little bit more uplifting, so let's end the episode by focusing not on the difficulties that the Afro-descendant populations face in the Colombian Pacific region, but instead focusing on the beautiful ways in which Buenaventura captures a unique way of being black in Colombia, the way of the porteños. And of course, we can't live without hearing from our co-host, Dr. Vilotas. What's up, Mel?
So I've never been to Colombia, but this song describes a place I want to be. Despite the economic challenges faced by the community living in this region, its richness and joy, culture, connection, and vibrancy overcomes us as we listen to this song.
There you have it. Let's join Grupo Niche in their profuse expression of love for their beloved Buenaventura. I want to thank the Mixtape Podcast team, my co-host Dr. Melissa Vilotas, who edited this episode, and Susan Maicasio, who creates the graphics for the episodes. And to our audience, thank you so much for being here with us today. I am your host, Andres Incapia, and if you weren't listening, now you are.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. To hear today's song or other songs featured on the Were You Listening series, check out the Were You Listening playlist, which can be found at our brand new website, themixtapepodcast.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at mixtape.podcast, as well as Twitter and YouTube, which are easily accessed through our website. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications for our posts. This episode was sponsored by Orange County Arts Commission. Thanks for listening. This is Mixtape.